Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning on Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm happy to see you here this morning. I'm wondering how many folks won't be coming into work today after the big Super Bowl celebrations last night.
Good morning.
You made it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. So how you doing?
Well, good. I did sit through the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It wasn't a very exciting game, was it?
No. Towards the end, it got a little
better.
No.
But I was excited because, you know, I mean, I just have to throw it out there. The Seattle Seahawks coach went to the University of Georgia, Mike McDonald.
Oh.
Yeah. Mark McDonald.
And we had a local young man.
Devin Witherspoon.
Yes.
And he actually made some big plays, too.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Kind of have it. And we have a person that works here who's a Seahawk who's a little
I didn't have a dog in the fight, but I thought Seattle would win, and I wanted them to anyway with the local connection.
Yeah. I just forgot how young the New England Patriots quarterback was. He really looks like he's 12 to me. He just looks so young. And to be in that kind of pressure at that age, I can't even imagine. Yeah. It's got to be tough.
Well, talking about the Super Bowl, or more especially the halftime show.
Everybody's been talking about it.
I've said so many times that it's not my kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know my taste in music.
Right.
But putting that aside, I try to judge it based on entertainment value, content.
Right.
Number one, I had no clue what was going on.
Right.
Maybe I'm a little slow on the uptake. But then when I saw the wedding, I couldn't understand what that was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did eventually recognize Lady Gaga. I didn't immediately.
That was a surprise. At first I thought, is that Lady Gaga? And then I realized it was her when she started singing.
And it didn't, I've said this many times. She has a wonderful voice. I'm a fan of hers. She has a very classically trained voice.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't come over real well. And then towards the end, when he kept repeating Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, then I understood that they were promoting Puerto Rico.
Well, that's where he's from, obviously.
Yeah. But I wasn't familiar with the music, and I didn't know the words. frankly, it would have been a good time to go make a cup of tea or eat some. Take a break, break.
Oh my goodness!
I thought it was probably about the worst one that I've seen. And there's been some bad ones.
There have been. Well, I'll tell you, I was trying to keep an open mind, so I thought I'm going to watch this and see how it is. And the first thought that came into my mind, and I have to express this, I just felt old. Because Bad Bunny, he's apparently one of the biggest stars in the world. I think he has the most music sold and all that kind of stuff. And I was laughing because I can remember being with my parents when Michael Jackson, I think it was either Michael or they did the Janet Jackson and when they did the show, and I can remember thinking it was really great, and my parents were going, that's the worst music I've ever heard. My dad was, this is the worst music I've ever heard. You think that's entertainment, jumping around the stage? It was just so funny. So here I was going, that's entertainment, jumping, twerking on the stage like those girls. I mean, and I thought, oh my God, I'm turning to my parents. This show was not meant for my age group, let me put it that way.
I'd be interested to know what our listeners, because our listeners
are very smart.
They're very smart, and so I respect their opinion. But, and again, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned, but the one thing that really bugged me, and several things bugged me, but the one that really bugged me is that he was touching his crotch.
Right.
And we see it so often. What is the purpose of it? I don't understand. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, I was laughing because when I watched the Grammy Awards recently, I was talking with some friends, and it seemed like every dance routine was one specific dance, which was the rear end, thing.
I was about over rear ends by the time it finished.
It's like once or twice is enough, but after a while, it's like, seen it now. Come on, all right. I think we're showing our age here, my friend. Probably, but it is what it is. But I thought the the costumes, the sets, the dance, some of the dancing. I mean, obviously they had gone all out with it. That there was some of it that I could appreciate. So that part I enjoyed.
You're a member of a theater, so
it appealed to my theatrical. The theatrical part of it I thought was pretty cool.
Not me, no.
I'm amazed at how they, with any of those half-time shows, how they actually are able to put those sets up that quickly. Because they created that whole field that they were in. And I mean, and every year that they do that, I'm just amazed that they had those telephone towers and just so much. Yeah. I'm like, wow, how did they do that?
Tell me, why did he fall through the roof of the building?
I think that it was a representation of when Puerto Rico was hit by the hurricane.
Oh, okay.
And so I had a chance to look at some stuff to see. There was meaning behind all of it. But then at the last message, he was like, we're all one, we're all together. I think that was when he held up the football and said something like, we're all one or all together or something like that. So, so he had a message of his own. A lot of the artists do.
Well, it brings up the broader question that I have to ask.
Yes, sir.
Is the halftime show a means for people to give messages, whatever they might be, or should it be an entertainment? Should it be for entertainment?
I've seen it. I've seen both. I've seen just pure entertainment. People get. I remember. Yeah. I mean, and it's similar when you see the Olympic opening ceremony. Sometimes they'll have an artist perform, like Lionel Richie or someone like that. You know, come out and perform. So it just depends, I suppose, on the artist.
But it should be entertainment, not
otherwise. Not political or controversial.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't really political, but it was making a statement. Yes, I saw all the flags, South American flags, and I read a message into it.
Right. I think there was a message there.
Yeah.
I don't think you were wrong about that. There's definitely a message.
But I'm going to be controversial. Not that I ever am, but I will be this time.
Okay.
On the commercials.
They weren't very good.
No, they were awful.
I was so looking forward to the commercials. They used to be so good. So it wasn't just me. I thought, well, maybe I've lost my sense of humor. I'm just not getting it.
The one that really got to me was, it was early in the game when they had a father and daughter running the family farm. And she starts out as a young girl. And, dad brings her along and she takes responsibility. And now he says, I'm going to retire, and they open the door in the retirement party, and then Lay's Chips is the logo.
I didn't see that one. I must have got something to drink. I missed that one.
Well, when it comes to potato chips anymore, they're far from natural, but that's a whole different story. Okay. It just seemed that I think they've now at the point where they're trying so hard for production value.
Well, it's the AI thing, too, I think.
That's another subject we can get to.
Yeah.
That it's overshadowed. I don't think they understand that people don't remember who paid for the commercial because it's become so much production value and stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Lay's but beyond that, I don't think I can probably think of Instacart and Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't really remember too many names. I mean, if they paid millions of millions, they certainly didn't get to me now.
Right, again.
You know, you and I are not average anymore. We are
Speak older. For yourself.
Well, average in respect of demographics.
I didn't think the commercials, I'll just say it, I didn't think the commercials were very good. I'm just so spoiled. We're spoiled because they were just so creative and funny and out there. It was always sort of a chance for the advertising folks to really show off their talents in an unusual format and have a lot of fun with it. And it just didn't seem fun this year. And we got to take a quick break.
Oh.
So we'll be right back talking with Malcolm Ballinger all about the Super Bowl. If you want to weigh in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Malcolm Ballinger this morning, having a little discussion about the Super Bowl and halftime. I'm sure that's what everybody's talking about next to the coffee pot this morning. Somebody did text, one of our listeners did text in and said there was an alternative All-American halftime show on a different channel, and I think it was sponsored by Turning Point, I believe it was, and Kid Rock was the lead on that, and I did not get a chance to see that, so I have no idea how that went, but there was an alternative option for folks during the halftime show. I did like Green Day. They did an opening thing at the beginning. That was a great kind of mini concert at the beginning of the Super Bowl. That was fun. So they did a good job with that.
Yeah, I tell you the truth, I didn't turn it on until the game started because
Well,
I watched the end of the golf tournament.
Right. Well, yeah, Green
Day
came on.
Which seemed to me to be much better entertainment.
Did you play? How many holes of golf did you play yesterday?
I played 27.
Wow.
And boy, does my knee hurt this morning.
And you just went to the knee doctor.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody ever said I was smart.
Because I said to him, wait a minute, back up. I said, I thought you had a sore, you know, a knee issue. Oh, I do. And but you played 27 holes of golf? Yeah, of course. Okay.
Well, life would not be worth living if I didn't have some fun.
Okay.
Well, you call it fun on the golf course.
I gotcha. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit, and let's take at least a couple of minutes to talk about your publication, sir. Got Downtown Crowd is out, the February issue, as well as Pensacola Magazine. And
yes.
Downtown Crowd on the cover is all about Pensacon. I had Julio on the show last week, and he was telling me, I haven't been in a couple of years, and I didn't realize how much it's expanded now, Malcolm. They have doing so much all over town.
Yes, everywhere.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And I've mentioned it multiple times, but I just still get such a kick out of the intergalactic Pensacola Airport now has completely gotten into the mood for Pensacon, and they have Stargate. All the gates are now called Stargate 1, 2. It's so clever and so fun, and I just think it's neat that the whole town, when there's an event like this, gets all the restaurants, all the different people come out and support it, doing special things. It's very cool.
It is. Yeah. I mean, you can see Darth Vader wandering down Palafox Street.
That's right.
I'm sure he still will, even with all of the construction.
That's true. That's true. So that'll be coming up.
But
that's
before
the 20th,
that, remember
the 22nd,
that we have so. Mardi Gras. We have
yes.
Mardi Gras Mambo.
Yes, this week.
Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yes, I shall be there. Will you?
No, I won't be there. I probably won't. I have something going on that evening.
Oh.
I know it's a shock. I actually have some other plans. However, it's going to be Flakalaka. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Again, it's not my style of music, but...
Oh, it's a party
now. I have
a lot
of friends around, and we'll just have a lot of good fun.
It's a party. It's going to be fun. They have the second line this Tuesday again, marching through downtown on Tuesday, so you can join in with that. It's going to be... The Wednesday night thing is going to be a blast. I mean, Thursday night thing is going to be a blast.
Mm.
So that's going to be
And
fun.
Then, of course, the parades.
Yeah. So we just had the Navarre Parade. I heard they had a great turnout for that last Saturday. And then you've got the, let me see here, I'm checking the calendar. I want to make sure I get it right. Got the Pensacola Parade, Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade's coming up. Mm-hmm. And is that this weekend or next?
This coming Saturday.
This Saturday,
this
Saturday. And then Sunday is the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Parade.
There's a whole lot going on this week.
It's Mardi Gras week, so you got to get into the spirit. And the weather's going to be great. We're finally warming up, and that's really good news. Finally warming up. I'm not too keen on this cold weather that we've had this year. So hopefully that was the end of it. I'm hoping. Mm. Now, do we have any tickets to give away or anything?
I was just looking. We have Sunday, February the 15th.
Okay.
Lilo and Stitch night.
Oh, for the Lilo, ice flyers.
Lilo? Lilo?
Lilo? Lilo?
Lilo? Lilo?
Lilo?
Anyway.
You messed me up. Lilo and Stitch, I think it is.
Yes.
Yes.
It is Sunday at, 4:05.
Oh, so it's an afternoon deal.
It's late evening. No, early evening. Anyway, 4:05.
4:05, okay.
And we have 4 tickets for that. And I've got to think of a question. I'll think on my feet. First of all, you have to text in your name.
Email.
And email address. And the answer to this question.
As we all hold our breath, waiting with anticipation for this question.
I hadn't even thought about it. We'll make it very easy.
Okay.
We've just talked about it, actually.
Yes.
What event is happening at the Bay Center on Thursday evening?
Okay.
That one's real easy.
It's really easy.
Yes.
850.
And the first one to text in the correct answer
wins.
And the information.
4
wins.
Tickets to the Ice Flyers on February 15th.
My tickets, great tickets.
Okay, so 850-437-1620. Text in your name, your email address, and the name of the event this Thursday at the Bay Center. And I won't say any more than that or I'll give away the answer.
Hmm.
Right?
We will say that it's Mardi Gras connected.
Okay, so the name of
We've given it away. just like you did last week.
Hey, now, I was holding a grudge. That was a whole week ago, Malcolm.
Yes. Now, while we're waiting,
yes.
Morgan, my editor, who does business climate and very involved in our weddings edition, chided me because I didn't mention the wedding edition enough on the radio, on this radio show.
Oh,
so,
okay.
If you are about to get married, just recently got married locally, please send in your cover contest entries to weddings at Ballinger Publishing or info at Ballinger Publishing, or send them to me and I'll pass them along. Bear in mind, it needs to be adaptable for a good cover shot.
Okay.
And so it can be any, my advice would be to focus on the bride because that's really what it's all about.
It is a celebration.
The groom is a necessary accessory. But you focus on the bride.
That sounded a little cynical to me, but okay.
Well, no, the reason I say that is I was at a wedding on Saturday evening.
Yes.
And the bride was just beautiful.
Aww.
And the groom, of course, was very deferential because it is really the bride's day. It's the big bride's day. And that's not detrimental to the groom, but it's the bride's day. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
The groom just basks in the reflected glory of the bride.
Okay, we have a winner. I'm going to bail you out now.
Yeah, thank goodness.
We have a winner. So I have to laugh because the very, very first entry that came in said, when we said what's happening Thursday night at the Bay Center, they said hockey game. pretty hilarious. Mm. That was our friend Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping. But the winner that got the answer right is the Mardi Gras Mambo Night. Mm. And the winner was Marcus Batsloff. So Marcus, I'm going to send you a text on how you can, we're going to send you those tickets. Mm-hmm. But congratulations. And thanks to everybody that texted in.
I think most everybody Marcus got it was right. A winner, I think, last year.
I think so. But
so he knows how good those seats are.
Yeah, he's a winner. And that's going to be on Sunday the 15th at 4:05. So it is an late afternoon, early evening.
Yes.
Game. But a hockey game would have been right. But that's not what we were looking for.
Well, there isn't a hockey game on Thursday night.
Oh.
It's Sunday.
Right.
Though there is not one this Thursday.
Right. That's right. No, that's right. No, but he was just joking. So. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. We were just talking about the bride's issue coming up, and we had a text from one of our listeners asking, and this is a pretty good question, are middle-aged brides eligible for this edition, or people having a second marriage?
Well, thank you all for getting us back on track.
Yeah.
We do sort of get off track quite a bit. Anyway, the answer to the question is absolutely.
Okay.
It can be the third marriage, fourth marriage, fifth marriage, whatever.
Liz Taylor.
Yeah. Any age. And
all brides are welcome.
Yeah. The only thing we ask is that you are within the greater Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm. So that's relevant.
I mean, you could be married outside that, but be local.
But you're from Pensacola area.
We don't want professional stuff.
Right.
Models or whatever.
Okay.
Lots of local photographers send entries, multiple entries.
You're so good.
You're so good, yeah.
So blessed to have these photographers.
Yes. And again, make sure that it can be framed as a cover, 8.5 by 11.
Okay. Where do they need to send that to?
info@ballingerpublishing.com.
And by the way, you can see any digital copy of any of the Ballinger Publishing
on
publications.
BallingerPublishing.com.
Thank you, Malcolm, for coming in as always.